RTI.
So welcome back, boys and girls, to Postcard from Pop Brad. This week, produced by Lee Banks. And we ran out of time in part one. We left the VW camper van parked in somewhere in Africa, and the police were about to look into it.
It's Morocco.
I'm sorry, but that is Africa.
Oh, no, it's Africa. I'm just being precise. This was Morocco. This was Tangiers, to be exact.
Right. Isn't that an orange? Oh, no, tangerine, sorry.
Oh, Tangerine Dream. Yes. That's where the Tangerine Dream
is. Oh, and they're a good band.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's why they were called that, because it was the dream of success. The dream in Morocco, in Tangiers, is what?
I can sleep without knowing that.
I'm going to tell you anyway. It was that you looked across to Spain, and the dream was that one day you would be able to go and live and work and have a house in Spain. And that was what the Tangerine Dream is, or was.
Well, I'm very lucky then.
Why?
Because I've only got one piece of my headphones on, and it came in one ear, and it's gone whizzing out the other one. So what happened to this poor camper van then?
Not telling.
Let's go suffer now, everybody suffer now.
Anyway, so yeah, so these two lads got out. They were bright hippie types.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think Morocco is one thing it's famous for.
It's hippie types.
It's drug. Yeah, it's drugs.
Hippie types.
Let's not mess about with it. William Burroughs went there.
Yeah,
Allen Ginsberg went there.
The whole lot of them.
Jack Kerouac went there because the drugs were good and cheap.
But not anymore, and we don't condone it.
No, not at all.
No.
But there you have the drugs capital of the world, mm-hmm. more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these poor lads have driven all the way from England.
Eh? Are you serious? They drove all the way from England?
In a VW microbus, yeah.
Oh, right.
Do you know,
every time you say microbus, do you know what goes through my head?
What?
C.W. McCall and Convoy.
Why?
You're going to put that suicide jockey behind that microbus? Remember?
See, so they are called microbuses, even though you tried to correct me and you were wrong.
Get on with it. We've already done two
stories. Because you won't shut up.
Yeah, go up.
So, no anymore. I don't know what happened now. All the police was there. They got guns, you know.
Uh-huh.
They all got dark glasses on, and they got cigarettes hanging off the lips, and they got these big guns lolling in their hands like they've melted in us.
Yes, right.
And these two hippies who'd driven all the way from Britain in this VW microbus got stopped at customs.
All right.
And they started to strip the van. They took the door panels off, they took the wheels off, took the tyres off the wheels. And I was just, this really isn't worth it, you know, because this punchline now that's about to come out, I just looked at it as it passed up me, out my brain and onto my tongue. I thought, it's not really worth the effort, because here's the punchline. I'm just thinking, why would they suspect that anybody would be bothered to try and smuggle drugs into Morocco?
Was that the punchline?
That's it.
It didn't work really, did it?
Might have done if we'd been able to do it 10 minutes ago. If it was just a quick off the thing, like it was an off-the-cuff remark, instead of one that I just got written down somewhere and I'd pull my headphones out again. Will you get this headphone that won't pull out?
No.
Why?
Well, because I can't. Well, what the kids are, I suppose we could always do like they do with children. Have those gloves with little bits of string on the end. We could put some string on your headphones to stop you pulling them out.
I don't. Well, all it is, I just get a bit exaggerated.
Exaggerated? What do you mean exaggerated?
I know that's the wrong word. But
don't you mean excited?
I just said that.
All this production work is really getting to you, isn't it?
It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
And do you know what?
Do you know what the funny thing is? Island, right?
Do you know what the really funny thing is? I'm sitting here enjoying every minute of it.
I know you're not helping me at all, are you? You're just putting me under an unused amount of pressure and strain. I've been out in Northern Ireland, I've been shot at. Crown court cases. And I have been as cool as a cucumber. Now, I'm just a gibbering idiot.
I'm going to lose it in a minute. Oh, it hurts.
Right, are we going to do the ridiculous?
My doctor said to me last week, he said, you need to exercise your lungs more. I'm doing it, doctor, I'm doing it.
Oh, no, notes are all mixed up on the floor now. I have to go and do Sturgeon on the Ridiculous.
Sturgeon on the Ridiculous. More fishy jokes. Don't fin around. Are you going to scale this one up for us?
Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am now going to try and do this story. If Eric interviews, can you just write in and complain about it? Just remember, I'm producer, right? Write to me. Right. So, anyway, caviar.
Are we started now?
I'm just about to. I just said the first word and you interrupted me.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Caviar.
Off
right.
You go then. I'll see if I can time it right to go on the C this time, rather than the caviar words.
Right, caviar. Believe it or not, this is quite interesting, actually.
Is it? Is this a science bit of the show?
No, it's more sort of natural science.
Oh,
yeah. No, it's interesting. Oh. Right, now, for 200 million years, right? I don't know why. I don't know what 200 million years have got to do with it either now. But anyway, sturgeon has been around for 200 million years. And what we do, because we are horrible, we eat their little babies and call it caviar.
No, we don't eat. We don't. They're not babies.
What are they?
They're eggs.
Babies is eggs.
Well, before they become babies, there's eggs. And we have the eggs.
What, before they've been, like...
Well, caviar is eggs, right? It's like eggs from chickens becomes chicks becomes chickens. Sturgeon eggs is eggs, and then fry, and then fish.
What, you fry your sturgeon eggs?
No! Baby fishes is called fry.
Stephen Fry. No. We've not mentioned him for ages, have we? No. Oh, you're getting on your big Twitter on your... Yeah. All right, so, anyway, yeah. So, anyway, these stocks have surged. I remember doing a speech once. And I had to say about this going in a cubicle. Because it was like a joke about hospital that I was doing.
Oh,
and
dear.
God knows why, but it came out as pubicle. And I stepped into this pubicle.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so anyway,
I'm all sweaty now.
Caviar, right? This caviar, it's too old. Anna just chucks it away. It's gone far beyond its sell by. It's 200 million years old.
Yeah.
Right. They've been around for...
What? They've been around for... And he goes and disappears on me. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on, carry on.
I was talking.
No, you weren't. We couldn't hear a thing.
Right, anyway. The sturgeon, right, is known as the Tsarfish. Tsarfish?
Right. Yes.
I'd like to call my daughter Tsarfish.
Well, because Russian Tsars used to eat caviar. It's simple.
Well, all these bloody Russian Tsars are better than the sturgeon.
No, they haven't. They haven't. I bought some caviar last week.
No, that won't be real caviar. That's pretend caviar, because all the caviar's gone.
Well, what are they doing now, then?
Well, because what's happening, right, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature have discovered that 85% of sturgeon are now at a very high risk of extinction in the wild. Why only 85%?
Extinction?
Exactly. That's a load of rubbish as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like extinction with a...
Well, not quite, except for the ones that have stayed alive.
But they've got big fish farms that they do it with now.
No, but they can't anyway, because it's the Russians. It's those Russians again. The ones who went to the moon and left the bike up there. It's them. It's them. Because they've got shady traders, right?
But they've got big fish farms up there that create millions of tons of the stuff.
I know, but people are coming along and nicking them.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if that's true. No. I just made that bit up to shut you up.
You haven't got a clue where you're going, have you?
No, he's you're at death's door, said Professor Ellen Pickett. who's the executive director of the Institute for Ocean Conservation Science at the Stony Brook University in New York. Why did you let me read that bit, which was really boring, without interrupting? And yet every time I try and say something interesting, you just carry on.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, Professor. Just don't send him any more press releases.
No, don't. Just never talk to me again.
And I have to say, boys and girls, if ever you're considering a career in talk radio, do not listen to this programme.
No, never ever. This is it. My career is now ending.
This is how not to do it.
I didn't get to introduce the show in the first place. I had to introduce the show 3 minutes into my headphones and come up
again. I'm going to need resus in a minute. Oh, dear.
I'm back now.
Are you? Sure. Do you want to try another story, Lee?
Yeah, all right. The sturgeons, they're being nicked by...
Right. Poachers. Are we back to the sturgeons again?
Yeah, they're being nicked by poachers. These poachers... And I just wanted to say, I wonder if they serve it with eggs. Poached eggs, that was the
show. Oh, dear.
Right.
Next one. This is Postcard from Pop Fred.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I can't take any more.
A real bloodsucker standing for president in the United States.
Yes.
And the joke here is the tabloid headline that goes with this is, and we're all very Vlad Tweary. Because he's a real descendant.
Yes.
Of Vlad the Impaler.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's standing for presidency in the United States. Well, I think that's brilliant.
Oh,
the rest of them are bloodsuckers. We might as well have one who's honest enough to say, I'm a bloodsucker. He's a thing. Now, here's an intelligent question for you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that Eric will not say he can't do this. He doesn't know what this means.
No, I don't.
Just lie to the nations that we regard. He's going to start, right, this Vlad the Impaler bloke, who's actually called Jonathan the Impaler Sharky.
Right.
Right, and he comes from Florida.
So are you telling me he fishes with a big pole when he goes shark fishing?
Yeah, that's right. The Impaler. Oh, yeah. I said, well, you know, if you ever ask a vampire how he likes his steak. Just to say, through the art, that whole thing. And anyway, so,
right.
Yeah, he's running for the presidency, right, on the GOP ticket.
The what?
The GOP ticket, GOP, what's that mean?
I don't know.
you wouldn't.
You
have to lie. Anyway, so him and he's 45.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's got a fiance called Audriana Foster.
Mm-hmm.
He's 19! She's a vampire with a Y.
My favourite Slovak phrase comes in now.
What?
Ready? Ooh. Let's learn Slovak. This is I love this phrase. Ačo. Ačo.
Ačo. Ačo. I know that. I can't remember what it means.
And what?
And what? Well, yeah, okay. Well, he's scheduled a press conference, right, in Tampa. Where's Tampa? Is that in Florida?
Yeah. Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay in Florida.
He's scheduled a press conference there where he's going to announce plans to file paperwork to run for the President of the United States in 2012.
Why don't they just walk for President?
Well, I've thought about it. I suppose because there's too many bullets flying, isn't there? that's a terrible misremark.
Have you noticed that? How bad we are with grammar. Because you can't run for President, can you? What?
Hang on, wait a minute. There you are. I'll cut you back now. That was it. Good
thank you.
Nobody will notice that one.
I mean, I'd like everybody on the planet now to pick up their phone, mobile phone or otherwise. And how many of you can dial the number?
What number?
Well, if you wanted to, when you make a call, people say, I'll just dial the number.
Yeah.
But dial phones died years ago.
I know.
I haven't got a dial on me phone. I'm looking at my phone now, a little slim black thing. And does it have a dial on it? No. If I look at my iPhone, has that got a dial on it? No. So how can you dial a number?
Well, I you know what? I agree with you, but we should have dialing things back.
Should we?
Rather than pushing things, yeah. Pushing things are rubbish because you can push the thing next to it without noticing, and you can phone up somebody and say something disgusting to them that you didn't really mean to say because you didn't think it was them.
Yeah.
But talking about things like that, right?
Yes.
This is just an aside. I just thought this would amuse you.
Ah.
Right. I went to Rotherham last week.
Well, someone's got to.
Yeah, well, I did. I had to go down and see somebody. And I was walking down this road, right? And I was just, I don't know why, it's something I do. I was looking at the house numbers. And the first one I saw on the road was 64K. The next one, well, one a bit further down, was 128K. And then I came across one that said 1MB. And I thought, well, this is a trip down memory lane.
Right. Why would they call...
That's funny, Eric.
Why would they call...
It was a joke!
Oh, was it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, 64K, 128K, and 1MB.
Yes.
A trip down memory lane.
Yes.
I don't believe it. The whole of my journalistic career is just going right down the pan now, isn't it? My whole life's just come to an abrupt end in front of...
Millions.
Maybe, possibly, yeah, possibly 40 million people are listening to me dying here and now.
Have you got any more stories to
come? My very best friend is not helping at all.
Why, I can't do it for laughing.
And out, yeah.
Has there been any other news then?
Yeah, load. How long have we got left?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. I've got to do Consumer Corner.
Oh, my word. That'll be... That'll
I'm
be
just easy. Moving my case, my things around now.
Yes.
All right, that's how I've done that one. And that's Consumer Corner there. I'll put that one there. Now,
oh,
lost all my
dear.
I can't find any of my jokes. All my jokes.
Oh, right? By the way, boys and girls, while he's having a look, just to remind you that this week's programme is produced by Lee Banks, who's also been researching all the stories for it, because I've been locked out of the real world and didn't have internet for... in fact, the boss phoned me last night. He said, have you seen that? I said, no, I haven't had internet all day. And he went, oh, sorry to ask. He said, anyway, enjoy your dinner. See you later. And you can hear his voice go, uh-oh, shouldn't have asked that one. I haven't had internet all day. And I hadn't had internet...
He probably thought you said intercourse, actually.
No. I had been without internet. I woke up in the morning, there was no internet. I got in a car, there was no internet.
Do you have internet in your car?
Well, in Slovakia I do, yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
How can you have internet in your car?
Well, it's easy.
Yeah, that's the difference between me and you. You have internet in your car, I have the other.
Yeah. Well, in actual fact, that confused everybody not that long ago. I was with a friend who was actually just phoned me, stupid boy, and I said, well, can you hang on a minute? He said, yeah, why? I said, I'll just pull over and I'll let Jan drive. And I said, I'll send you an email. And they said, what, from your car? I said, well, yeah. What's so earth-shattering about that?
Well, no, even I know you could do that from your phone.
No, from your computer.
Well, you got a computer in your car?
Yes.
Well, I sometimes have a computer in my car. It's in the boot.
No. My laptop, my laptop that I have in the back of the car, I can talk to the laptop that's in the boot of the car,
yeah,
which is connected to the internet. And I have a Wi-Fi. I have a Wi-Fi car. It's a bit of a bugger trying to. It's a bit of a bugger trying to keep the Wi-Fi going if you're running behind me. That's true. But
so what does he do?
Well, he has to run really fast. Otherwise, he loses the signal. You see.
Oh, that's like when I was down the road, isn't it?
No,
at least the house was still, wasn't it?
Yes.
No, when I was sitting outside the house doing the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, in theory, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I've got Wi-Fi in the car. I can listen to radio from all over the world in nice FM quality.
Have you got a radio in your car as well?
Well, I have, but I don't use it very much as a radio. Not as a real radio.
Do you know what happened to me this week? I was giving a young lady called Naomi a lift.
Was you?
And
Did she agree? No,
the lift was free. I didn't put any provisos on it. And, and she was in the car because she didn't really see what the car when she got into it because we were talking. She sat there and she said, Oh, it's nice, this, isn't it? I like BMWs. And I sat there, I was feeling myself, and I thought, the problem is she's got to get out, hasn't she?
She'll find out it's an old Ford.
She put the day out, yeah, and she did. She wanted it. You could see, looking crestfallen, she got out and said, yeah, it's a Mondeo, really. But it is, it's like a BMW inside.
But it is, but yes. But, I mean, the truth is, Lee, honest engines, I can actually listen to audio booze in my car through the hi-fi system.
Forget the audio, I just booze in my car. That's it, I'm arrested now, aren't I?
I did. I think you got time for one good long story.
I haven't got one good long story.
Have you not?
All right, how's about this one, then?
How's about that thing, guys and girls? How's about that?
I'll do this one, because you'll like this one, because this is childish. Okay. I'll give
Excuse
you this
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's really childish. Ah, he's beautiful. It's the nicest story. Right.
Got him.
Right, I have headlined it, right? A bit sleepish as he talks like an Egyptian.
You have? You've been away from the news desk too long.
No, you just said I was in charge. I was putting proper headlines on. Right, Tom Patterson, right?
Who's he?
The bloke who's a bit sleepish after he found out he talks like an Egyptian.
All right, okay.
Right, Tom Patterson, right, he lives in Ayrshire.
Right.
Where's Ayrshire?
Scotland.
That's Scotland, isn't it? Yeah, so anyway, he was in a car crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, the poor duck, ended up in a coma for 6 weeks. I think, you see, when I first read that, I thought it was a coma van. But anyway, he was there for 6 weeks in a coma.
Right.
He's 39 years old, and he woke up, and he wasn't him. He wasn't himself.
Well, he had a bang on the head, didn't he?
Yeah, but now he alternates between speaking fluent Portuguese, German, Spanish, French, and even Israeli. Nobody knows why.
That's
but
Jewish, dear boy. Israeli is Jewish. That's what they speak out there, Jewish.
Well, out where, in Israeli? Well, I've never said
Israel is Jewish. Well, what's Egypt got to do with this?
Nothing. Oh. Well, there isn't a song called He Talks Like an Israeli, is there?
Well, hang on, it could be Desmond Dekker. Could be Desmond. Wait a minute. Could be Desmond Dekker and the Israelites, yeah.
I know, but it's not funny. You can't say a bit sleepish because of the Israelites.
Well, that's
a bit, like, inflammatory.
Oh, right. Or even defamatory.
No, that's when you clean your toilet.
Oh, dear. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
Anyway, this poor bloke, right?
Yeah.
Has been diagnosed as having foreign accent syndrome.
Oh, please. Yeah. Oh, they're having a laugh, aren't they?
No, they're serious. There's a proper disease called foreign accent disease.
Yeah, syndrome. I've got that. I've got that all the time.
So anyway, every time he tries to speak now, he either comes out in Portuguese, German, Spanish, French, or even Israeli. But the powers that be, the doctor people thing,
yes.
Right, say, this is very unusual, because most people who suffer from foreign accent syndrome,
right,
speak in either Belgium, Norwegian, or German.
De boer. Yeah, right.
But he doesn't. He speaks in all these other languages.
Oh.
Now, There are some recorded cases, right, where patients have actually started to talk Irish.
Right. There's going to be a punchline in a minute, isn't there?
No.
Oh, that's a point. We should say congratulations.
Who to?
Well, it was Paddy's week this week. St. Patrick's Day.
Don't say that Paddy word.
Oh, sorry.
You know what happens to me? Because my birthday is the day after St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
And I always end up in a fight.
Are you ready quickly? Because we haven't got much time. Ready? Happy birthday to you.
To me.
Happy birthday to you.
To me.
Happy birthday, dear Leegee Banks. Happy birthday to you.
I did that low key because it was my birthday.
Yes, that's right. Yes, don't be
right. What do we? Oh, I'll put.
You got 1 minute left.
I'm putting it back.
Did you hear that, boys? It goes clunk. He's a great producer, isn't he? We're going to keep this program forever for every radio school there is in the world. So we're going to send them a copy and say, this is how not to make radio.
And it was very difficult to do it in such an amateurish way to prove the point of just to let people know that not to do radio in the
That's
way we're
right.
doing
yes,
it.
Yes.
Should we do Consumer Corner or should I do my last story?
I think you've got just time for your last story, Lee.
All right. Well, I just want to tell you this anyway, before I do.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of Consumer Corner, just a very quick one. Andrea and I decided that we'd join a dating agency separately.
Yes.
Same dating agency, just to see how things went. You know what happened?
No.
They put us together because we lived in the same house. right, anyway.
I think you're he's clutching at straws now, boys and girls. You can tell the floor manager's putting his hands out, in and out, saying stretch it a bit. And Lee's going, oh, hell, what do I do now then?
I'm going to do my last story.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at how long we've been going.
Yes.
And we haven't got long left. You won't have long left when I get over to Slovakia, I tell you. Anyway, it's a bloke, right, from Queensland. Who thought up all these stories, man? Honestly. Anyway, he was caught in a shop, right, putting a full beef tongue down his pants.
What? He was putting a beef tongue down his pants. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think that's where we'll leave it for today, as I have no further comment to make at all. This was Postcard from Pop Brad with Eric Wiltshire and Lee Banks. We'll see you again very, very soon, and I promise you next week we'll have a little bit of production in it. So if you want to get in touch with us, do so please by Postcard from Pop Brad on Facebook. Until next time, take care, boys and girls. I just can't take any more.
Eric, give me a break.
From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.